You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts, and this is the African Children's Choir. Joseph Mukasa is the choir's spokesman. He says they'll be in our area for parts of the next 2 weeks, beginning with a performance in Port St. Lucie on Thursday. He gives us a quick rundown of the choir's history.
Well, the African Children's Choir began in 1984, after the brutal reign of Idi Amin. Our president, Ray Barnett, was in Uganda then doing ready for work, so he gave a lift to one little Ugandan boy, and this boy had lost both his parents, and he had no idea where his meal would come from, but throughout the journey, this boy went singing, which really moved Ray and inspired him to start the first African Children's Choir.
And the choir is still going strong all these years later.
Yes, so since then the choirs have been coming and going back to Uganda and the rest of Africa, because now we are operating in 7 African countries, which include South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Rwanda, Sudan, Kenya, and Uganda. And the choir that is here today is choir number 40, and all these kids are from Uganda.
I was reading on your website that all of the children involved in the choir have lost either one or both of their parents.
Yes, that's right.
So how do they come to you? How do they come to be a part of the choir?
Well, we have contact persons in different communities and churches that always connect the struggling families to the organization. So normally we audition kids brought together into one place.
And what are some of the qualities you look for in the children that are chosen?
There are normally so many kids, and we take time to look at them and analyze them in different perspectives. I think the biggest point to look at is the fact that the child is needy, and the fact that the child is not all the time homesick.
You obviously do some fundraising on this trip. Does that money go then for these children's education?
Yes. When we perform, we raise money that helps support this choir and the rest of the kids that are in Uganda and Kenya and Rwanda that are in school. So it's all that the money we raise here is sent to Africa to take care of these projects of Music for Life.
What do the former members of the choir go on to do? I'm sure you're probably in touch with some of them.
I am personally not a choir kid, but most of these guys that were in choir are now, some of them are successful business people, others are lawyers. I've met a doctor, and I'm on tour with a lady who is a graduate with a degree in social work. So most of these guys have very many successful stories.
You can catch the African Children's Choir in Port St. Lucie on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Genesis Community Church. In West Palm Beach on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. And in Fort Pierce for two shows October 20th, 8:30 a.m. and then 10:30 a.m. at Common Ground Ministries, as well as in Malabar on October 25th. We'll have a link to the group's website and schedule on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.